A lot of times the evening news will end with something like, and now we have some good news today. Yeah, well, they have to announce that because that's news, that there's good news. And you know what? It's pretty scary sometimes watching the news, isn't it? You know, they call it breaking news. Sometimes it's just heartbreaking news. Listen to what is being said, for example, by the head of the United Nations. The world has never been more threatened or divided. We are on the edge of an abyss, he said. He said nuclear conflict, once thought unthinkable, now is in the realm of possibility. And those nuclear scientists who every year since the 1940s have published the Atomic Energy Bulletin and have a doomsday clock have now moved it to 90 seconds to midnight. Yeah, I've heard it over and over again, these words. People are afraid. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about a safe place in a scary world. So many growing dangers beyond our control. I guess we could panic, we could freeze, we could hide, or we could just try to ignore the dangers. Those are all bad ideas. I'll go with that iconic line from Franklin Roosevelt's first inaugural. As a desperate America lay devastated by the Great Depression, fearful of a dark future, the new president confronted head-on one of the greatest dangers people were facing. He said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." That's still true today. Even as deadly storms, once so far away, loom so close to home, I've made up my mind. No matter how unsettling the news, that fear is our worst enemy. It paralyzes us. It distorts our judgment. It makes us reactive rather than proactive. It scares our family because the captain is scared. So I'm committed to a pretty simple strategy to have peace in a scary world. First, stay informed. Not just about sports or celebrities or music, but about what's happening in our world. Rumors and speculation, they just fuel fear. Facts fuel wise decisions and reasonable responses. And then secondly, take reasonable precautions. You know, those steps that the medical or security folks tell us about. You know, you wash your hands, you're careful around sick people, you drink a lot of water. But after all is said and done, the really great antidote to fear is in my soul. Anchoring my life to something I can't lose. A deep recession, weather calamities, world events that threaten to endanger our once safe bubble, they remind us that everything we hold in our hand is really vulnerable and losable. And that's a reason to fear. Unless my safety and my security and my identity is beyond the reach of any disease, any terror, any disaster, even beyond death itself, there is. His name is Jesus. Because of his death for my sin on the cross, I now belong to the all-powerful God who rules 100 billion galaxies. He's in charge, and I know he will never stop loving me. His love for this rebel was written in blood. His love for you was written in his blood. And our word for today from the Word of God, from Romans 5, verses 1 and 11, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. He has made us friends with God. Man, listen, peace with God, that's peace in my soul. Whatever happens, no longer at the mercy of evil or sickness or disaster, God's got me now. Do you know that for sure? Do you know you belong to him? Do you know the wall that your sin has created between you and him has been torn down because he's forgiven your sin through the one who died for your sin? That would be Jesus. If you've never put your life in his hands, in times like these, why would you have your life anywhere else? He is the safe place in a scary world. Tell him today, Jesus, I'm yours. And go to our website and let me show you there how to be sure you belong to him. That's anewstory.com. God said, I'll never leave you, I'll never abandon you. And the Bible says, therefore, I will have no fear. Run to him today. You will never have to be afraid because God's got you.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.